Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Just say, I'm waiting.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
There is a heat advisory for the entire WRCO listening area through 7 p.m. Monday. Heat indices should be around 100 during the day and near 80 at night. Gradual increase in clouds and very muggy tonight, low 77, winds south-southwest 10 to 20 with gusts up to 30. Increasing clouds, hot and humid tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms by early afternoon, a few could be strong with a high of 92, winds southwest 10 to 15 with gusts up to 25. Heavy rain showers and thunderstorms all night tomorrow night, still humid, low 68. Mostly cloudy and cooler Tuesday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely with a high of 80. And mostly cloudy on Wednesday with widespread showers and storms. Heavy rain in spots with a high of 83.
Old Country. It's classic country at its best every Sunday night. Old Country on WRCO-FM 100.9 is sponsored by Dairy Hardware, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Furniture, Decor, and More, Jay's Power Center, Gokenauer Insurance, House on the Rock, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, WP Dental, and Cardinal IG.
I would send her a rose when I couldn't make it home. I was always away. She was always alone. But roses couldn't hold her tight or keep her warm in the night. And in time she slipped away. I can still hear her say, send me no roses, send no roses today. Just like our dreams, the fragrance will soon fade away. The magic is gone. Empty arms reaching out, left so unsatisfied, needing so much to find love that she was denied. What she wanted was my love. Roses weren't quite enough.
It's Tommy Overstreet, and we have a new hour of Old Country getting underway, this time with the song Send Me No Roses. Well, thank you for tuning in. Hope you're having a great Sunday. And, well, I guess Ricky Skaggs is up next to thank you again with his song, Thanks Again. It was written by Jim Rushing and recorded first by Ricky Skaggs. It would be released in June of 1988. It was the third single from his album, Coming Home to Stay. It would reach number 17 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles and Tracks chart. Here he is, Ricky Skaggs.
I've sent bouquets for Mother's Day, for Father's Day, a shirt and a card. While they came from the heart, they all fell short of saying how special you both are. It wasn't till I was up and gone, married with a couple of kids of my own, doing what mamas and daddies do, that I realized what I must have put you through. So thanks again for the love in the cradle and all of the changes that kept me dry. And thanks again for the love at our table and tanning my bottom when I told you a lie. For taking me fishing and flying my kites and tucking me in, yes, night after night. To my beautiful lifelong friends, hey, Mom and Daddy, thanks again. I'm still a young man, at least I think I am, but I'm watching my own hair turn gray. And your call last Sunday brought to mind that I owe you a debt I can never repay. So thanks again. Sitting up with me till I got it right. Your car for the prom, your letters and all, but most of all, Daddy, for marrying Mom. To my beautiful lifelong friends, hey, Mom and Daddy, thanks again. To my beautiful lifelong friends, hey, Mom and Daddy, thanks again. Thanks again.
As I packed up the last few years, said I'm tired of being so tied down. I'm sure the kids will understand that Daddy's making other plans. So I grabbed my bags and I was freedom bound.
Saw the writing on the wall. headed home as fast as I could go. My keys still fit that same old door, but no one lived there anymore. And that tender message made my teardrops flow. Oh, when I saw the writing on the wall, it said,
lights are glowing. You're drawn like a moth to a flame. You laugh while the wine's overflowing, while I sit and whisper your name. Why I'm waiting, but my walls have nothing to say. I'm made for love, not for hating. So here, where you left me, I'll stay. One night with you is like heaven, and so while I'm walking the floor, I listen for steps in the hallway and wait for your knock on my door.
My pain that will settle my brain. It's my first one to take. There stands the glass that will hide all my tears, that will drown all my fears. Brother, I'm on my way. I'm wondering where you are tonight. I'm wondering if you are all right. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands my troubles grow dim. It's my first one to take. I'm wondering if you are all right. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands the glass, fill it up to the brim, till my troubles grow dim. It's my first one to take.
Well, I've been waiting ever since 8. Guess my baby's got another date. Stood up, brokenhearted again. I'll bet she's out having a ball, not even thinking of me at all. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Must I always be the one left behind, never having any fun? Stood up, brokenhearted again. But I guess I'll go on being a fool, sitting around just waiting for you. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Stood up, brokenhearted again.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40 plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
Remember all those record albums you used to own? You can have that collection again. Mastodon Records in Richland Center can help you find your favorite music. They have new albums by current artists, and you can always special order. Record collecting is a great hobby for youngsters. Mastodon Records can set you up with a turntable from all price ranges. Mastodon Records is located at Okooch Books and Libations in downtown Richland Center. They are even open on Sundays from 10:30 until 2. Start your record year with Mastodon Records.
100.9 WRCO.
You wouldn't read my letter if I wrote you? You asked me not to call you on the phone, but there's something I'm wanting to tell you. So I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life. The glamour of the gay nightlife has lured you to the places where the wine and liquor flow, where you wait to be anybody's baby and forget the truest love you'll ever know. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life.
Live country music, straight by the shot, and man, I can use it. Hey Joe, don't let the band play a sad song. There's too much pain in my heart now that she's gone. So pour me another tequila, make it a killer. One more time, pour me another tequila. I don't wanna feel her on my mind. Pretty blue eyes, the show can deceive you. They promise you love and then they leave you. And hey Joe, would you help me drown my sorrow? I'm not sure I can face tomorrow. Why don't you pour me another tequila, make it a killer. One more time, pour me another tequila. I don't wanna feel her on my mind. One more time, I don't wanna feel her on my mind. Ooh,
Why don't you pour me another tequila? Pour me another tequila. Another tequila.
You ever passed the corner of 4th and Grand, where a little ball of rhythm has a shoeshine stand? People gather round and they clap their hands. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. He charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. He makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. You feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. It's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. You ought to see him fan the air with his hoppity-hibbity-hibbity-hoppity-hoppity-hibbity-hop. He opens up a business when the clock strikes nine. He likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Listen, let him go. Don't that tickle you? It's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. Just listen to him fan the air. Here he goes. He opens up a business when the clock strikes nine. He likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. The Chattanooga shoeshine boy.
On June the 5th, 1973, during his broadcast over CFRB Toronto, Mr. Gordon Sinclair, one of Canada's most respected broadcasters, had some thoughts concerning his American neighbors. These are his words. The United States dollar has taken another pounding on German, French, and British exchanges, hitting the lowest point ever known in West Germany. It has declined there by 41% since 1971, and this Canadian thinks it's time to speak up for the Americans. As the most generous and possibly the least appreciated people in all the earth. As long as 60 years ago, when I first started to read newspapers, I read of floods on the Yellow River and the Yangtze. Who rushed in with men and money to help? The Americans did, that's who. They've helped control floods on the Nile, the Amazon, the Ganges, and the Niger. Today, the rich bottomland of the Mississippi is underwater, and no foreign land has sent a dollar to help. Germany, Japan, and to a lesser extent, Britain and Italy were lifted out of the debris of war by the Americans, who poured in billions of dollars and forgave other billions in debts. None of those countries is today paying even the interest on its remaining debts to the United States. When the franc was in danger of collapsing in 1956, it was the Americans who propped it up. And their reward was to be insulted and swindled on the streets of Paris. I was there. I saw it. When distant cities are hit by earthquakes, it's the United States that hurries in to help. Managua, Nicaragua is one of the most recent examples. So far this spring, 59 American communities have been flattened by tornadoes. Nobody has helped. The Marshall Plan, the Truman Policy, all pump billions upon billions of dollars into discouraged countries. And now newspapers in those countries are writing about the decadent, warmongering Americans. I'd like to see just one of those countries that is gloating over the erosion of the United States dollar build its own airplanes. Come on, let's hear it. Does any other country in the world have a plane to equal the Boeing Jumbo Jet, the Lockheed TriStar, or the Douglas 10? If so, why don't they fly them? Why do all international lines except Russia fly American planes? Why does no other land on Earth even consider putting a man or a woman on the moon? You talk about Japanese technocracy and you get radios. You talk about German technocracy and you get automobiles. You talk about American technocracy and you find men on the moon, not once but several times, and safely home again. You talk about scandals and the Americans put theirs right in the store window for everybody to look at. Even the draft dodgers are not pursued and hounded. They're right here on our streets in Toronto. Most of them, unless they're breaking Canadian laws, are getting American dollars from mom and dad at home to spend here in Canada. When the Americans get out of this bind, as they will, who could blame them if they said, to hell with the rest of the world? Let someone else build or repair foreign dams or design foreign buildings that won't shake apart in earthquakes. When the railways of France, Germany, and India were breaking down through age, it was the Americans who rebuilt them. When the Pennsylvania Railroad and the New York Central went broke, nobody loaned them an old caboose. Both are still broken. I can name you 5,000 times when the Americans raced to the help of other people in trouble. Can you name me even one time when someone else raced to the Americans in trouble? I don't think there was outside help even during the San Francisco earthquake. Our neighbors have faced it alone. And I'm one Canadian who's damn tired of hearing them kicked around. They will come out of this thing with their flag high. And when they do, they're entitled to thumb their nose at the lands that are gloating over their present troubles. I hope Canada is not one of these. And another thing, recently the American Red Cross was told at its 48th annual meeting in New Orleans that it was broke. This year's disasters, with the year less than half over, has taken it all. And nobody, but nobody, has helped.
Slows up. I hope this place don't never close up. No, no. So come on, hold tight, 'cause you're the only one who feels right. Girl, I know it's now or never. I wanna dance with you forever. Yes, I. Emotion, you're tearing my emotion right in two. Hold on tight. myself in motion. I get loving notion all for you. Yes, I do. Come on, hold tight. We will dance into the moonlight. I hope the music never slows up.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be, too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel invites you to furnish your home at a great value. At Furniture, Decor, and More, you'll find a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom furniture, and mattresses, as well as a variety of accessories, all at very reasonable prices. For an enjoyable, low-pressure shopping experience with great customer service, make the short drive to savings at Furniture, Decor, and More on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
WRCO 100.9.
One of the staple songs by Loretta Lynn, You Ain't Woman Enough, here on Old Country. Our next artist is Gus Hardin, born Carolyn Ann Blankenship on April 9th of 1945. She would pass away at the age of 50 on February 17th of 1996. She recorded for RCA Records between 1983 in 1986, releasing two albums and one extended play. In addition to these, she had a hit single with Earl Thomas Conley, a duet, All Tangled Up in Love. But right now, here's a different tune, Gus Harden, If I Didn't Love You.
Some other fool sit down. misery, and here I'm wasting time. 'Cause a row of fools on a row of stools is not what's on my mind. But then you see, her leaving me is not what I prefer. So it's either here, a drink and beer, or remembering her. Papa Top again. I think I'll have another round, another one, my friend. For a farewell trip, I kiss Susie Jane at the fountain. I'm going, says I, to the land of the sky, away out on the mountain, where the wild seed grows and the buffalo lows. The squirrels are so many, you can't count them. Then I'll make love to some turtle dove away out on the mountain. When the north winds blow and we're gonna have snow, the rain and the hail comes bouncing, I'll wrap myself in a grizzly bear coat away out on the mountain. The snakes are vile and the zebras wild and the beaver paddle on a walking cane. Then I'll make my boots from a buffalo hide away out on the mountain. Whippoorwill sings me to sleep at night, and the eagle roost on the rocks of Spontane. I'll feast on the meat and the honey so sweet way out on the mountain.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams and Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
100.9 WRCO.
I love little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, slow-moving trains, and rain. I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, Sunday school in May, and hay. And I love you too. I love leaves in the wind, pictures of my friends, birds of the world, and squirrels. I love coffee in a cup, little fuzzy pups, old TV shows, and snow. And I love you too. I love honest open smiles, kisses from a child, tomatoes on the vine, and onions. I love winners when they cry, losers when they try, music when it's good, and life. And
what's inside of you, you can't control. That pulls you like a puppet on a string. Away from me to something unseen. Is there a goal that I have failed to see? And does that goal offer more than is it something or someone who pulls the string? Away from me to something unseen. I'd be happier. I know there was someone who would take care of you. 'Cause what if there's no ending to your dream?
thing unseen.
Woke up this morning, turned on my TV set. There in living color was something I can't forget. This man was preaching at me, yeah, laying on a charm, asking me for 20 with 10,000 on his arm. He wore designer clothing and a big smile on his face, selling me salvation while they sang Amazing Grace. Asking me for money, he had all the signs of wealth. Almost wrote a check out, yeah, then I asked myself, would he wear a pinky ring? Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear furs and diamonds? Would his dressing room have a star? If he came back tomorrow, there's something I'd like to know.
Can you tell me?
Would Jesus wear a bonnet on his television show? Would Jesus be political if he came back to earth? Have his second home in Palm Springs, yeah, but try to hide his worth. Take money from those poor folks when he comes back again, and admit he's talked to all those preachers who say they've been talking to him. Lord help us. Just ask yourself, would he wear a pinky ring? Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear furs and diamonds? Would his dressing room have a star? If he came back to mind, well, that's something I'd like to know. Could you tell me, would Jesus wear? Here's a television show.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. Line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working.